From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, the buzz on buzz. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, May 2nd, 2008. So we had booked one of my favorite authors, Buzz Bissinger. We had him booked a couple days ago. And then, literally a couple days ago. And in the interim, this whole thing blew up online with him arguing with another guest of the BPP, Will Leach.
Yeah, why can't we just be friends? Why are our friends fighting?
It's a good argument. I'm glad. I'm happy to join the fight, and Buzz will talk about it. He will do so in language that he did not use on the HBO
show.
Which
is, he is a sports writer, correct?
He is an esteemed Pulitzer Prize winning
sports writing.
And the argument, right, the argument was blogs versus a guy who won the Pulitzer Prize and, traditional sports writing. But we're also going to talk about the big race tomorrow, which is the Kentucky Derby. So that'll be coming up.
Also on the show today, who is Indiana? That's what we want to know ahead of the Indiana primary. It happens next Tuesday. North Carolina is also happening, but Indiana is where the race is really tight. The polls are neck and neck between Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. We're going to get some answers about who's Indiana, what issues matter there from a bona fide Indianan.
And black metal. Norway is home to something called black metal. It's an intense and violent genre of music, and it's been documented in a new book of photos. And we'll talk to the photographer. We'll also get today's headlines in a minute. But first, the so-called D.C. madam has died. Police in Florida say Deborah Jean Palfrey committed suicide yesterday, 2 weeks after being convicted of running a high-end prostitution ring in Washington, D.C.
Police say Palfrey hanged herself in a shed outside her mother's mobile home in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Her 76-year-old mother, Blanche Palfrey, found the body. Neighbor Tony Cronyali heard the initial commotion.
Her mother was going crazy out there screaming and screaming, and then I seen a lady try to console her,
The authorities have indicated that they found at least two suicide notes, but there was no disclosure of the contents. Palfrey's mother told investigators that she had no indication that her daughter was suicidal. Montgomery Blair Sibley, the civil attorney who represented Palfrey, had this to say.
I'm personally devastated by the loss of a very good woman and a dear friend, and I just don't feel today that I could comment any further.
Palfrey was convicted April 15th of money laundering and racketeering in connection with what prosecutors said was a prostitution service that catered to members of Washington's political elite. She was free while she awaited sentencing on July 24th, but had vowed never to go to prison.
Palfrey contended that her company provided escorts, not prostitutes, and was frequently critical of the prosecution against her, saying it pursued the escorts she employed instead of the high-powered Beltway insiders they served. Here she is making that point a year ago.
I would expect the government, as a matter of fairness and to avoid any hint of selective prosecution, to charge each and every individual with the crimes of money laundering, conspiracy, and racketeering.
Senator David Vitter, a Louisiana Republican, has acknowledged being involved with Palfrey's escort service and has apologized for what he called a, quote, very serious sin.
Palfrey's trial concluded without the testimony of Vitter, military strategist Harlan Ullman, or a former State Department official, Randall Tobias, all of whom had been named as possible witnesses.
Meanwhile, Navy Lieutenant Commander Rebecca Dickinson has been placed on leave pending further action after she testified in Palfrey's trial that she worked as a call girl for the escort service.
And another one of Palfrey's former employees, Brandy Britton, committed suicide last January after being arrested on prostitution charges. Palfrey said last year that she, too, was humiliated by the charge against her, but, quote, I guess I'm made of something that Brandy Britton wasn't made of. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.